Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm so happy to be with you tonight. And as you know, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, I'm here on Home Time Radio with you, waiting for your calls, because this is a calling show. Now, tonight's episode is all about helping you expand and elevate your energy. And probably some of you don't really understand what energy really means. I mean, everybody heard about energy, but how does it really apply to you, to your life? Well, to sum it up in the most basic way, energy is absolutely everything. Everything is comprised of energy, and energy is something that never dies. We are energetic beings that have consciousness, and when we die, all that remains is pure energy. This is our essence. And it moves on after it leaves the body. So consciousness cannot be destroyed. And energy cannot be destroyed. Energy can be transformed. Energy can be transmuted. Energy can be transmuted into mass, into matter. This means that you can take a situation that is, for instance, negative, and transmute it into energy. And turn it into a situation that's positive, for instance. It's all up to you how you perceive it. That's why life is all how you understand and you perceive life in itself, and how you respond to the energy aspect of everything that's happening to you. Because when energy is high, you actually feel amazing. When you feel energized, like we used to say sometimes, oh my God, I met this person that has so much energy, or you're so alive, you have so much energy. But when you experience a physical illness, an emotional shock, a mental trauma, which we all do at some point in life, our energetic integrity weakens, and we feel down, and we feel sick, and we feel down and tired. And sometimes we claim, oh, I have no energy. I go at work, but I'm depleted of energy. So to heal this, is usually necessary to clear those energetic blockages. So when the energy flows and flows freely, your body is healthy, your mind is at peace, and your soul is unburdened. So the first step to heal your life is heal your energy field, your biofield of energy, your auric field that surrounds your body, energy that exists at the cellular level of everything you made of. Now, good and bad things happen to us every day. And sometimes we wake up feeling great. Sometimes we wake up feeling awful. Sometimes we get flowers from the man we love. And sometimes we get a parking ticket that makes us upset. And sometimes the roads are clear on the way to work. And sometimes we hit a wall of traffic. And sometimes we spill our coffee and come to work 2 days late. And there's so many incidents, you know, on a daily basis that can make us feel like we're not going to get where we want to get, and makes us upset. So that's life. Life is yin and yang. It's up and down, minus and plus. My late father, Victor, he used to say, well, Carmen, life is minus and plus. And this is the way we consider life. Life is algebra. It's equilibrium. It's balance. life equals the two extremes, the two poles, the black and the white. The problem is not the constant flux of positive and negative energy that we experience every day, because that's very normal. This balance out, this constantly up and down, is part of the normality. The biggest problem is when negative energy creeps in from all sides and takes over, and we feel like we're caught in a hurricane of terrible things happening all at once. And look what's happening in the world right now. We're caught in this flux of negative energy, and we feel like everything from the COVID-19 to the people marching in the street to this constant state of anger and hate, and it's all happening. We feel like it's, yeah, like I said, in a metaphoric way, there's a hurricane of things that are bad happening all at once. And it's very dangerous to get stuck in a cycle of bad energy, because it perpetuates, like bad brings bad, like good brings good. So the perpetuation, it's where you feel unease and scared and worried about. So we have to fight against negative energy and transform. We're always looking, when something like this happens, to shift it into a higher energy and bring the blessing we deserve into our lives. So this is something that we need to do. And that's why I really believe that humanity at this point needs leadership, needs people in a position of power to shift the collective mind from going down, you know, like a spiral, and hitting the low level and not being able to rise again because of too much negativity, and shift the energy so we can turn it around into a higher frequency and bring back the blessing and bring back the stability and the balance. We're missing the balance right now. And there's so much fear that there's too much negative energy happening to us all at once that we're having such a hard time to create the balance and the stability. Now, all things, as I said, good or bad, they begin in the mind. Everything happens in the mind. And to experience positive energy in our life, we must, you must be well rooted in positivity. If you allow yourself to become negative, remind yourself every day that everything that's going wrong, then you know what I mean, is because you welcome more negative energy. And it sounds so simple, like I should say, okay, remain optimistic and better things come your way. Is that the secret you're probably going to ask me? Well, I will summarize it in different words, and I came up with a different statement. And the answer is this: having a positive mindset is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So when you believe something is possible, you take action that reflect that belief. So if you believe that we collectively will break through this virus, we take action to break through. Right now, that we are confronted with all kinds of beliefs, so we can't put ourselves together. So we might work harder to achieve our goals, or we might find new strategies to resolve our problem, or we might not give up so easily on getting what we want. Then, in the real world, your actions start to pay off and good things start to manifest the moment we do this. So then the real world pays off, you know, and manifests what is in our intention. When you don't believe something is possible, then you give up immediately and you don't put in the necessary effort. If you don't believe that COVID-19 exists and you continue to be in denial, then you might be caught into this denial, and then you will be surprised of the consequences. So I'm just trying to apply it to the reality that we are facing right now. Now, energy starts, as I said, in your mind, and it pours out into a real world, like it's like a river overflowing. And I think it's extremely, extremely important for you to know. I'm going to go and take your calls in a minute. So Jonathan, Andrea from Chicago, which I think is probably somebody calling me for the first time. And everybody out there, feel free to call in 202-570-7057, because whatever action you decide to take have lasting effects, because everything is connected in the field of energy. It's like what happens when you drop a stone into a pool of still water. Ripples emanate. All of your actions send waves of energy outward, affecting others in ways greater than you can imagine. So some action create negative karma, create negative memory, because by the way you act, you hurt other people, whether you know or you don't. But if your actions are loving and kind and make other people happy and bring peace in other people's life, then you are generating what is called that beautiful, excellent karma. So you don't always see a far-reaching, long-lasting effect of your karma. You are generated by, but the memory becomes part of the energy of the individuals who are involved into. So I don't know if I make enough sense, but when the most minuscule action performed with love are done, that can transmute the energy overall. So in order to vibrate on a higher level of energy, you have to ground yourself in principles that invite the good in. Even in the most difficult moments in your life, like right now, we all collectively go to something very difficult to deal with. What we need to do, we need to ground ourselves collectively and invite the good in, not by denying a reality, by trying to find solutions and trying to stick with each other and trying to accept, you know, what we need to do and work together and perform every act of kindness that we can of helping each other and creating that positive imprint so that we can overcome this as soon as possible. And you know what? I think in life, you know, when you go through a hard time, you have to be grateful, believe it or not, because when you adopt an attitude of gratitude, you see the world differently. And you're probably going to ask me, how can I be grateful when I see what's going on? Well, exactly when things are more difficult, I suggest you to be grateful, because you will see the world differently. Then when you're grateful, your hardship is balanced with the reminders of the blessing that exists in your life. So being grateful requires that you become sensitive to the finer details of your life. Simply saying thank you for a new day. Thank you for my health. Thank you for supporting people. Thank you for that stroke of luck. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the flowers, for the children, for everything, for the beauty of the nature. You become less bothered by your problems when you choose to focus on the miracles that are right in front of you. And our problem is we don't see them. You know, we're more too trapped into the things that we are not grateful for. So I don't want you to wait. I want you to give thanks today. As you're listening to my voice, just give thanks. Give thanks for the wonderful and extraordinary miracles in your life, because I'm absolutely convinced that we all have our own miracles. One thing that I want you to do under the circumstance of everything that's happening to us right now and talking about energy, I want you to become more knowledgeable, because knowledge empowers you to make educated decisions, like immerse your life in learning. And you're going to say, well, there's not time for learning. No, this is time to learn. This is time to pick up a book. This is time to educate yourself. Pursue whatever you love to know. Read about and discover things you didn't have time to discover before, because knowledge is your catalyst towards progress and evolution, and is very essential in a situation like this, because it helps your energy reach new heights. It's exactly like you boost your immune system by taking zinc, taking vitamin D3, taking vitamin C, taking as many fruits and vegetables as possible. By you boost your immune system by exercising, by acting nice towards the world around and towards yourself. So I want you to understand that in the same time, by becoming more knowledgeable, you boost your awareness, your perception, you educate yourself, and you understand everything that's happening to you. Now, in a case like this, also you have to have the patience, very hard to be patient. I've seen what has been done to the world by not being patient, by us rushing to the beach, you know, just because it's beautiful outside. Patience is the most difficult virtue to learn, and it must be practiced. Patience gives the single greatest reward for the soul, which is peace. Because when you're patient, you feel reassured that the right things will manifest in their own given time. Patience and good energy work hand in hand. Patience creates an energy of understanding. Something else I want you to know, and then I'm going to go to Jonathan, is accepting. It's very hard to accept what's happening to us, but through patience, you actually develop acceptance. And acceptance allows you to distinguish between what's worth putting your energy into and what's best left alone and is not worth it. When you accept, you give up your struggles. And when you give up your struggle, you feel so much better. You know when to let go of a situation that's causing you bad energy. Accept all things that they come, good and bad, embrace them and then release them. And release your worries into the universe. And the last thing, and probably the most important thing that we should do right now is think of love. Think of the most healing force. Nothing is so bad that it cannot be cured by love. So feel in the void of your life with love. If you don't feel loved enough, show love in abundance. So let's say you have nobody to love you. If you receive the wrong kind of love, then give the right kind of love. Even if those you love have hurt you, it's in your best interest to forgive and continue to love, because you don't affect your own energy this way, because love lights the path for positive energy and find its way back in. So I'm going to go and take my first caller, Jonathan. I'm going to take a break and then I'm going to take Jonathan. So hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back in a second.
Of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back talking about energy. In a world that is in crisis, and how can we heal energetically together, and which are the ways, and I'm going to talk a little bit in more great length about it, how to elevate your energy. But I'm going to take Jonathan now because I know he's been waiting for a while. Hi, dear Jonathan. How are you, my dear?
Good. I'm doing great. It's good to hear from you again.
Okay, Jonathan. And you're in Florida, no?
Yeah, I'm in Florida. It's been an interesting couple of weeks. I wanted your opinion on something. I have a TV channel. I have a new TV channel.
Good. Fabulous.
And I would like your opinion on where do you see the TV channel in a few months?
I see this expanding a lot. I think I remember probably, I even question myself, that this is something you've been trying to do for a while. And I have a feeling that this is something I always thought that you will do. So I'm extremely proud of you. This is very good.
Thank you.
I really need you can expand by bringing people in, like try to bring guests or people who have interesting things to say. And
give people their own shows. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And I feel like this is going to, if you have the right kind of people that you bring in, this can be a gold mine. It's meant to be, so it's going to work. It's just, you just need to think very well who you're going to bring on board.
Okay, thank you.
But you're a big winner, and this is good for you. I'm proud of you. This is exactly something you needed to do for a very long time, and finally it's like a dream come true.
Yes, it is.
And you deserve it. You deserve it. You never gave up, you know. I feel you're inspiration for a lot of people listening. You had a dream and you made it happen. You never gave up.
I hope you'll come on the channel. We talk about a lot of spiritual stuff.
Absolutely. Does this air? Where is it?
It's on Roku, and it's called Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn. And it's on Roku. Do you have Roku?
No. Can you send me somehow this information in an email?
Yeah, I'll send it to you I'll send it to you to your phone number and the link.
Please,
okay?
Yes, absolutely. I would love to check it out and be part of it because I think it's really interesting.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay, my dear Jonathan, congratulations again. So it's so great, you know, to have people working on their dreams and making things happen. If you don't give up, you know, at the end you succeed. And you have to put a lot of energy, talking about energy in your dreams, to translate them into your reality. I'm going to go to Andrea from Chicago. Hi, my dear Andrea. How are you, my dear?
Well, hi, Carmen. Thank you so much for all of the beautiful words at the beginning of the show. My goodness, just beautiful. Thank you.
How are you, my beautiful friend? How is everything with you?
Oh, well, I'm still here.
Good.
But I feel like there's something, I don't know. I mean, the financial hardship has been going on for so long. And, you know, I'm a very tenacious person, as you know, but I'm just having a really hard time, like, with the,
through talking about energy that is not in place in your case, because money is a form of energy and all we're talking and everything around us has a lot to do with the vibration, with the frequency. And in your case, this energy called money is off for some reason. We need to restore it, bring it back to balance. It's been like this for a while. And apparently it feels like you cannot raise up that frequency to a level in which you can feel good about it, and you can feel you're in the right place and you don't have the struggle anymore. The struggle needs to go, like banishing that negativity around this in your life and bringing back the abundance, making the abundance flow constantly. So you feel at ease, you feel that the worries are gone, that you can be relaxed about it and this is not bothering. I think that if you have this, you're not going to have any issue at all anymore. Do you agree with me?
You mean if I get in that
If you get the vibration of finance in place that generates constant income for you, then you will not going to have a problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. I just have had so much financial trauma, and then everything I've tried to do that, oh, this will be good, then it just like gets squashed in a really bad way or something
happens. Because you got into exactly what I was explaining, some kind of hurricane. You know, when you got into a tornado of negative stuff in the same field of your life, like in your case, it's primarily the money that has that affected your life for quite a period of time. So there you need to replenish the energy, you know. It's exactly like a pain that is located in a part of your body, and then you concentrate all and you send energy to that part of the body to replenish it, and then the pain goes away. So so metaphorically speaking, I think if you replenish here the energy so that the money starts flowing, the flow of money is broken, is interrupted somewhere, you know?
Yeah, and it never used to be. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like something that happened to you recently that needed to be corrected so that energy continues to flow, so you're not going to feel the struggle anymore. And I really believe that that can be done. It can be done. You know, sometimes, you know, things can be done by different exercises, sometimes even rituals, things that you can do to... I would love to send you something. I can't promise you when because of this COVID-19. It's very hard to go to the post office. But I would love to do this for you and send you something that creates, you know, there's two or three things I'm thinking that can raise your vibration energy of money and can turn around your life. So immediately you're going to see that opportunities are flowing towards you. Unless you have a FedEx account or something that doesn't, that makes my life go into the UPS much easier, or if you have a prepaid FedEx envelope so I don't have to stay online, you understand? That's my only concern. Because Florida has too many cases of this virus. So I have a problem staying too much online. But if you find a way to send me a prepaid envelope so I can mail you some stuff that can really be helpful.
Okay, well, I'll send you an email to see if I can coordinate something, because to prepay, you have to know how much something weighs, you know?
No, it's not going to be weight. This is not a big deal. It might be some dollars. Not going to be, it doesn't weigh. You know, what I'm sending you is not heavy.
Okay.
Not heavy at all. It is the process of sending, because of what's happening in Florida, is complicated. So I would love to make it as simple as like something that I can do in my house and then just drop it somewhere without having to stay online. You understand? If you go to any post offices or something, you do have to wait, which I cannot do because of all these people that they don't wear masks. And, you know, the crowd. You understand?
Yeah,
avoiding the crowd. But if that exists, then, like for instance, FedEx, if you have a FedEx prepaid envelope of $10, something like this, then I can put whatever I think will be extremely helpful in it and just drop it at FedEx without having to stay online, without having to interact with the people there. You understand?
I do.
So I think of that. If we can find together a way, then I will really help you.
Okay.
And then you will understand what I mean when you receive it.
I feel like I'm gonna go the opposite.
In different ways, yes.
Yeah, I mean, and I've done all kinds of rituals and stuff like that. There's a family tie of when I got sick and I had to use everything I had to survive. And you know, I was always a very good worker, working a lot of hours for no pay.
Yeah, but you got trapped. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then I got judged by the people that I love and taken advantage of.
No, but then you got trapped, and when you got trapped, you became to be judged. Nothing you couldn't unblock, so you got stuck in that vicious cycle, and you need to break that cycle to get out, to free yourself. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, because
I'm sensitive.
Start again. Exactly. Yeah. What happened to you is kind of common. So I. So let's do this. Let me know, and then we'll take it from there.
That sounds perfect.
My dear Andrea.
Okay, love you, Carmen.
I love you more, sweetheart. Okay,
thank you.
Dear. I'm going to go to Anne. Bye, my love. I'm going to go to Anne. Hi, my dear Anne. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Carmen. How are you?
I'm good. You?
I am good. I'm good, but it's been a very rough ride the last, I'd say, couple of months. And I'm wondering if I'm carrying some negative energy. I'm very much an empath, and I pick up on everything.
Do you notice
anything?
So I want to tell you what happens. You know, one of the problems when it comes to energy is that we allow other people to enter our bubble of energy without even realizing. When we are an empath, we are too open, we are too honest, and we just open up to other people without actually realizing. You know, people can tap into our own energy, and that's a big, huge problem.
Yeah.
And so energy needs to be protected, because so in other words, don't allow others to tap into your biofield of energy, because that's your own sacred space of being. And you should not allow people to have access to your sacred space of being. And people usually see their life falling apart because the people invading that space. So people don't know what, they don't actually realize that something bad has happened to them as a consequence, that they, without realizing, invading others into that energy bubble that I'm talking about.
Okay.
So by granting them the opportunity to modify their field of energy, because if my own private sacred space of being, if I allow somebody, that person will put an imprint of their own energy, modifying mine. Do you understand what I mean?
That
transfer of energy that can be extremely damaging at some point. So I want you to take a deep breath, you know, whenever you have a minute, this evening, tomorrow, and think, who did you allow in your field of energy, you know? Who did you actually give, without knowing, the permission to tap into that energy and modify things? And consequently, most likely, I think you started to see things not working for you anymore, or you starting not to feel at ease, you know, or you feel like energetically things are not moving in the right direction, because there's a blockage in the flow of energy. Energy needs to flow, and actually, reality is when we have different points of energy, you know, that we call chakras. Actually, there are nine chakras. Nine, because two of them are in the hands. Nine, not seven. People talk of seven. Actually, there are nine if you consider the hands, because the hands transfer the energy. When you talk about Reiki, the hands, the two hands, the eighth and the ninth chakras, transferring the energy from the solar plexus into the place where you lose the energy. If one of the points of energy loses the energy, you become sick. So people claim of, I got sick. Why did I get sick? Because you're not energized in that particular point of energy. So it's essential. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you sit near somebody has a bad energy, and immediately the next day you have headaches, you feel sick yourself, and you cannot explain it why. Because that person, called a vampire of energy, you know what I mean, took over your own field, and it affected yours. So yeah, we have to be extremely careful in protecting our energy. This is essential. And people don't understand, don't realize the magnitude of protecting your own energy field. Then they allow it to happen, and they don't understand why their life fall apart after meeting a certain person, or just allowing somebody, you know what I mean, to come too close to them. So make a list of who do you think in your life lately tapped into your field of energy, because I really believe that somebody did.
Do you think, but the person, you have to physically be near that person, right? Or not necessarily? You could be talking on the phone?
Not necessarily. You can be talking on the phone, and you just open up, and that person tapped into by you opening up the channel in your mind. You know, there are people that know how to tap into your energy from the other side of the world, you know? Have you heard of attack and energy attackers? You know, you can be attacked energetically from God knows where. You cannot even, you know what I mean? You cannot even imagine. It's crazy how powerful this stuff can be. And we have no awareness. People have no knowledge of this and no awareness how this really works. That's why there's a lot of things, there are a lot of rituals and a lot of things that people need to do in order to cleanse that energy, to unblock it, to free the blockages, and don't get stuck and turning in circle in an energy that is blocked, because you're not going to get anywhere. And 20 years later, you're going to be in the same situation, you know? That explains that people are blocked in their life, in their love life, in their financial situation. They're not progressing. They are in the same boat, and you see people living in the same studio for 30 years. They can never progress. They can never get anywhere. They can never put money on the side. You see people, they can never find a person in their life. They can never put money. And you question, why? Why? Because the energy is stuck somewhere, so doesn't allow the growth and the evolution and the transformation to take place. So I want you to think seriously, what has actually happened? When at that point in time, and where and how? Who did I speak with? And then you have an opportunity to unblock it. You know, we
you,
can talk
you have an opportunity. What do you have an opportunity to unblock it?
Yes, you need to identify the source. You're not going to unblock it unless you know where it's coming from, you know? You have to see where did I do what I did and what, and you can locate it precisely, you know? When you acknowledge that something started to go backward, or something, instead of moving forward into a progression, you see some things all of a sudden turning around and starting to go backward. So revisit your life in the last number of years, and you on your own, you'll come to the realization, when did those things happen to you? And at that point in time, I can be instrumental to guide you and tell you what you need to do to turn it around and break through. And I promise you, you're going to see changes in your life beyond your dream, beyond your imagination. Because we break in through the walls of negativity and blockages, then your energy flies. And then you're going to be on the top of the world. And the things you've been working on immediately pay off. So you're going to see amazing results and things really happening to you in a good way.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I love you, Maena. And I think I need to go to a break. We're going to take a break, and I will be back in a minute.
Of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back. I'm Carmen Jara, talking about how to protect your energy, explaining you how to work with your energy, what is the energy and everything. So and I want you to understand that one of the things that you need to do other than protecting your energy is seeing beyond the moment, like seeing beyond the bad moment in time, you know, and that takes a great vision. But it works wonders in turning the energy around. So understand that everything is temporary. Everything is temporary. Even this COVID is temporary. Everything else that doesn't work well right now is temporary. Everything in your life that might burden you is temporary. But everything resolves itself in time. And sometimes when you least expect it, and oftentimes better than you expected. So I want you to ask yourself, what is the greater purpose of this painful moment? So there's a painful moment right now. What are we learning? We have to see every obstacle as an opportunity for growth, for personal growth, for global growth, for evolution of mankind, for your own evolution. So sometimes you have to see it by simply like tuning into you and closing your eyes like you always do, and taking that deep breath, allowing reality to set in and understand not only the scope of what is happening, but also the reason behind it. And then envision the best possible outcome to the problem. Don't be afraid to imagine a solution for every problem, because this is your starting point to reaching to the solution. So when you see past the worries of the moment, then you regain the hope, the confidence, then you can project a different reality. As I said many times, reality reflects what the mind projects. That's one of my quotes. And I want you to act from your higher self and act fearlessly, very significant. So what if something bad happened? Life will continue to go on. Never act out of desperation, as this will only produce more desperation. So I want you to use your mind, even your intuitive mind, and ask your divine for help, because there is always a higher dimension. Believe in that. And believe in the incredible energy of this universe, because everything that the universe means is all about energy. And do the best you can to resolve things, because if it's in your hands or out of your control, putting effort to eliminate negative energy means doing everything in your power to make things the right way. Whether this does or doesn't resolve the issue, you owe it to yourself to try. So being productive helps ease the burden by offering a sense of closure and clearing your conscience to the situation. But if you notice that your efforts are constantly met with opposition, take a step back and hand your hardship over to the universe. Say, I surrender. I will thank yourself for having done what you could, but then give the burden to the universe. It's okay, you know, the universe will take it. I want you to think this way, because it's, as I said, it all depends how you think. And it's very significant to replace everything with that positive action, because many people choose to adopt, the negative action. In life, you always have to replace a loss with a gain. And when trouble surfaces, we have to do two choices. We can dwell on the pain, or we can choose to act against it. And acting against bad energy means creating positivity in whatever way you can to replace the negativity, to balance it out. Don't stay in that negativity. A lot of people do, unfortunately. They stay in that negative energy. So most important is not allow yourself to fall victim to your circumstances. You have the ability to counteract negativity with positivity. Choose instead to change the energy to productivity, working against it. You know, and avoid always those who give off bad energy. I always advise people to do that because you should not have to put up with anybody else's bad mood on a daily basis or people around you, you know, sometimes even family members. But if you know someone who's constantly having that low spirit, you know, and having, you know, they're miserable, their negativity surrounding you, create a bit of space between you and that person, because that's the only way to protect you. So understanding how energy affects you is significant. You have to analyze how the energy around you is affecting your well-being, your emotion, and your ability to function. Because once you understand the impact, you'll understand how important it is to protect yourself from that energy and perform inner work to raise your frequency. This is the key to being healthy. This is the key for not being sick. You have to always find a peaceful place in your heart. When you sense the energy becoming toxic, retreat to that place of isolation, that peaceful place I'm talking about. So this might be your office, let's say, your bedroom, your car, wherever it is. The most important thing is that you withdraw from the unhealthy atmosphere and take a moment to recharge your own energy. We need that to do on a daily basis. It's important to do this because, you know, it's if we're not protecting ourselves, it's very dangerous to become victim of the negative energy that can affect our well-being. Negative energy, you know, it can lead to diseases, can lead to serious health problems. And you have to practice pure energy. Your energetic level determines the decision that you make. Like, for instance, your choices depend on how you feel at that moment. And if your energy is chaotic, confusion, you may not always make the best decision. And like in difficult situation, you have to seek solution through healing energies and not through destructive emotions. So it's very, very significant to know how to handle your emotion when you go to a crisis. Like I said, having a positive mindset is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and I cannot address more and more how significant it is, you know, to go towards the path of positive energy, because this is the only way for you to protect yourself from being sick or protect yourself from being stuck. You know that I'm a huge fan of affirmations because I believe in speaking your wishes into existence. Now, metaphysically, affirmation affect the universal consciousness that is called spirit. So when you think them, you change your body's energy field, which affects the energy field that is universal consciousness. So when you speak them, you emit a sound wave that travels through the air and interacts with the dynamic of the universe. So your words reach what we call God. Remember that thought is an inner activity while speech is an outward effect. So thought is an inner activity and speech is an outward effect. So first comes the thought and then comes the speech. This is why it is so important to speak your thoughts. The universal consciousness will respond in kind, so that you should be aware of what thought and affirmation you are sending out into the energy field. So affirm the best about yourself and your life, even if it's not true for the moment. Even if you say, well, right now my life is the way it is, I'm not quite that happy. But when you say those things, when you say affirmation, make yourself believe in what you are saying. Because believing is everything. You can never go beyond your belief. Belief is what you believe you become. This goes back to Descartes, the French philosopher, 300 years ago. Believing is the key to shifting energy in your favor. Talking about good energy, bad energy, Shift the energy in your favor. Believe in that. And I'm going to, at the in this end of the show, I'm not going to take more calls, but I do prefer to give you some of my favorite affirmations. I remember I did an article on Huffington Post that went viral all over the internet on the 35 affirmations that are going to change your life. And I have people even now, 8-9 years later, writing me about that article, that they continue to share those. And I've seen everywhere, if you put 35 affirmations by Dr. Carmen Hara, the internet is having hundreds of versions of those, because they resonated with people. And I'm really, really grateful for that. But I'm going to give you some of them, and I want you to tailor them to your own needs and use them the way you feel more comfortable. But because we're talking today about the field of energy, and we want to shift the field of energy, and we are living in the world we are living in which we collectively should use these words to break through what we're going through together. And I'm going to go and read some of them, and I want you to repeat them, some of them, write them down if you want, use them, you know, and don't forget to make the effort to follow through on your own intent with your own positive action, because this is the only way you want to cleanse your energy and raise, you know, your vibration. Also something else I'm doing, before I go to the affirmation, I'm doing a special on my sessions, which I rarely, rarely do. But just because I know the world is going through this pandemic, and I love to help. I have so many of you wanting my help. So I gave a session, buy one, get one free. So in case you want a session with me, you actually receive two for the price of one. I usually don't really advertise my sessions, but this time, because it's such a special offer, I want you to have it. And today I'm actually celebrating 20 years since I came up with my first book, Everyday Karma. Here I am 20 years ago. And my 8th book is coming in a matter of 3-4 months. It's ready, going towards print right now. And I'm excited about my new book. And 20 years has been an interesting journey in the publishing industry. And I've seen that this industry went to a lot of changes lately. I still hope people will read books. I pray for that. I hope people right now, that they go inward, they will read more books than before. But let's move to some affirmations. And remember, I believe in speaking your wishes into existence, because affirmation affect the universal consciousness. And here they are. I can probably read one or two before the end of the show. And I want you to read them with me if you like them. But as I said, you can change them and tailor to your own needs. I have full power over my decision and trust that spirit will guide me to make the best decision. I am overflowing with joy, vitality, and energy. My body is healthy. My mind is brilliant. My heart is at peace. My soul is tranquil. I acknowledge my own self-worth. My confidence is soaring. I'm at peace with all that has happened, is happening, and will happen. My efforts are being supported by the universe. My dreams are manifesting into reality before my eyes. My pain is momentary, is not part of my future. I accept that this situation is teaching me a necessary lesson. I have the power to turn this setback into a victory. My path is clear. I know what I must do to triumph. My suffering is heard. The universe will reward me with joy. I will resurface after this storm, stronger and better. Determination and ambition surge through me. Unexpected blessings await me. And this has been my show for tonight on Hometime Radio. I'm Carmen Hara, and I hope to be on Hometime next week, like always, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm grateful for listening. And meanwhile, protect your energy and stay happy and healthy. And may God bless all of you. Thank you for listening.